This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk
Live. Oh, yeah.
It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
And it's my triumphant return.
Oh, yeah, you're back. How was it?
I got to say, Saipan, in my opinion, freer than any of the states in the United States.
Is it the freest place you've ever been?
Yes. But I would say this, right? Like, it's not because of some philosophical libertarian bent in the Saipanese mindset or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's just a government that's kind of lazy. And
so why are you back, especially now when they're shutting everything down? They got the police state is here, my friend, and you just came back to enjoy it with the rest of us.
Yeah, it's a good question, right? So I came back mainly because I wanted to check on my mom, make sure everything was fine at the house. I was my wife had a scheduled departure from Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands, and where I stayed for over 2 months, just to sort of check it out as the advanced squad of the advanced Liberty squad to check out Saipan.
Right.
And she, you know, she had to get Jack back for school, but school never happened.
Ah, it's not probably going to happen.
Before she left, everything was fine in the air. Whole world caught fire.
You don't homeschool Jack?
We do
bit of both.
We do I think homeschooling means taking responsibility for your kids' education.
Exactly. I was not able to do it myself. Yeah. Luckily, New Hampshire has this online system, and so my daughter got to
VLAX,
correct. Because I couldn't do it. I mean, especially young people, I'm not patient enough.
So no, we're sending him to a private school.
True.
So but the private school shut down, and it may very well be that no schools open up for the rest of the year.
You,
I don't know.
You might have to start researching VLAX.
Well, I think he's kind of young for it, honestly. VLAX requires a certain level of internet savvy that perhaps he doesn't have.
He's like 10, 11, 12, something like that?
He's 12 now.
He can handle it. He probably knows more about computers than you do.
Yeah, I don't know. He knows how to play Flash games on his tablet.
Sure. Oh, there you go. So you got furloughed. You were stuck in the system like lost luggage. How did you get back finally? Weren't you like stuck in Florida for like a week or something?
Well, my Thursday flight was bumped back. So let me give the story real quick. So on, I guess it was the 23rd of March, my wife was scheduled to leave. Mm-hmm. I decided that it was likely, or at least possible, that an interstate travel lockdown would occur.
Right.
And when you're on a little island of 50,000 people that has a limited supply chain, that can be bad.
Yeah.
So, and I had intended to leave in 2 weeks anyway to come back for sort of the convention circuit and, you know, doing these things. I'm going to move to Saipan, but I'm going to bring my family with me when I do it.
Roger that.
So I'm a resident there at this time, and I've got some stuff there. I've got a place to live there, but I want to get my, you know, all the things that I want to bring.
You get your house in order too.
Yeah, get my all those.
All right, so how was the reaction in Saipan?
Well,
or do they even know about it?
It was the same sort of reaction. It's the same sort of situation that Laura had. Basically, everything was fine when I left Saipan. By the time I land in Florida, 32 hours later, or whatever the travel time is, the whole island's going crazy.
Really?
Guam had a couple of cases. That USS Eisenhower or whatever is over in Guam. That's their sort of sister place. And
And how would you describe most of the residents? They are, how do you say, Saipanese?
Saipanese would be the people from Saipan, or they Marianas.
Right.
You could use that other term.
And so what percentage of the population would you say are the natives?
Probably about 30%.
Really? So it's not that high? It's kind of like New Hampshire.
But they're a majority of the voters.
Well, that's usually the way it works, right? You got to get your cult up and running and start bringing in the homeless, like they did in what was that cult over in the Midwest?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, the one that was in like Oregon or something.
Yeah, they were actually trucking in homeless people all over the country
to vote,
just to have them on their voting rolls, and it didn't work out very well. It kind of blew up in their face.
I don't really want a whole bunch of homeless.
No.
They have no homeless in Saipan right
now. Yeah, so 30%. So it's kind of like New Hampshire, where 30% of the natives are actual, you know, born here, and everything else is transplants and migrants and, you know, just all kinds of riffraff.
So I can't tell you the date of what we arrived in Florida, but I was supposed to return to here to New Hampshire on Thursday to be on the air. But United canceled my flight and they rescheduled me for a couple of hours later and then canceled that flight too. So they canceled me twice in one day.
Because the plane wasn't around or because of they were fearful of trucking people around and getting spread in this nonsense.
They stopped all flights for like the first through the fourth, from what I could tell, mm-hmm. that I saw. So I rescheduled for Sunday, and everything went off without a hitch. The planes, there's more rows than people on these planes, and like everybody gets a whole row to themselves. And I don't mean one side of one row; I mean the whole row.
So you could lay out.
You could, had you wanted to. I mean, none of my flights are more than 2 hours.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's from Florida. It's only 2 hours. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's 3 hours from Florida, but you got to stop off in Reagan. So basically, I mean, the steward, they asked me, what are you doing on the floor? Like, they want to know, are you essential? Now, being a radio talk show host, I get to be essential.
Yep. And podcasters, too, by the way. Wouldn't you believe it?
No, I don't. I don't believe any of this stuff. But, I got to go get on the radio so I can go do anything I want. And I wonder to myself, as sort of a semi-journalist, I don't want to insult journalists by calling myself one, but
I don't know that you want to be in that group. I mean, they're a bunch of, they're kind of falling off the cliff themselves.
Well, it depends on what you're the journalist of. But anyway, I mean, I give opinions. I'm a commentator.
Right.
But
that works.
I can comment on any experience that I have, right? So I can comment on walking the dog today if I wanted to. So therefore, isn't walking the dog now an essential activity or
for you?
You know, whatever I would choose to do.
Yes, I mean, it's you need to tell the people about your walking dog experience because, I mean, if anything, we might not even talk about the silly thing this evening, but if anything, we can bring hope and entertainment, we can bring value to the folks who are stuck at the house not being able to do anything themselves. So yeah, we're essential. We're actually helping things.
I got to tell you, my mom's watching a lot of Murder, She Wrote. So those people at Lifetime Network or whatever that's playing Murder, She Wrote, they're pretty essential to her right now.
Right, entertainment.
Yep. And Angela, is Angela Lansbury dead?
Ooh, that's a good. That's
I can't imagine probably, she's not.
I know that other old lady's not.
Yeah, the one from Golden Girls.
She's
Betty
still
White.
Kicking it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about it. You know, we can Google it.
Yeah, we've got the sum total of human information.
Oh, yeah.
But the cops are arresting people for doing lots of weird things, and I've got some stories on that. Lots of normal things. I mean, just normal things they're arresting them for. But I think the most important thing that I can say right now to people who might be hanging on every word about corona is you're going to get corona.
You probably already have it. And or you've had it in the past, or you had an older corona from years ago, and you know, and so now you've picked up herd immunity to it. Yeah, you're probably going to get it.
Any of these things may be true. So what I would say is, I go a little bit further and say that you're going to get COVID-19.
Right.
And
maybe one of the eight strains of it. It's all over the place.
What Fauci's saying right now, and I guess this guy's word is basically God at this point. He is saying that it's likely the coronavirus to be seasonal.
National Institute of Allergy and Infection.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes. There we go. Thank you, all website developers that make videos start immediately.
Yeah, that's not good, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it looks like she's still alive. Born in 1925, so she's way up there. That can't be right. She might be still alive.
Yeah.
Tell us, Fauci, because he's all in on it, man. He's a vaccine creator. This is all him and Gates.
Well, I think you and I don't agree on every issue. I'm a fan of vaccines in so much as I think that they do what they say they're going to do. I think that there's no way that they can say that a vaccine doesn't do something, mm-hmm. because that's not the way science works. The idea of saying a vaccine is perfectly safe, I think, is, well, you're either testing my gullibility.
That's the boat that I'm in.
Or my patients.
They're all perfectly safe. I'm not in agreement with that.
Right. Well, so, and I don't know
what... Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, that's right. Me, Mark Edge, back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I have been doing a show from the studio in more than 2 months.
And how was the reception? I heard the sound quality was good from whatever you were doing. What was your setup?
We have what we call the football. It's a Comrex modem that hooks up with a device here. They talk to each other. They compress the voices and make them sound good. There is a little bit of latency in so much as taking calls had some complications.
Right.
Like people wouldn't hear what you were saying for a second, or not a second is an exaggeration, but for a moment. And then, it made it kind of some of the seamless conversation that might occur on Free Talk.
Right, lots of talking over each other probably. And
More of that.
In gaps.
And, some callers are better than others in stopping and taking a breath after making a statement. And, that's, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the tricks to being a good guest. Not necessarily a caller. Callers don't have the same level of responsibility as guests do.
Right.
But people send me emails constantly wanting to be a guest on the radio. And first off, we don't really do that here on Front Talk Live. You're all guests.
Yes.
855.
Call in right now.
450-3733. Want to be a guest? Welcome. You got to take a break. Anyhow, I want to tell you before we, speaking of taking breaks, so I want to take a break real quick and talk about Bitcoin.com. If you have been paying attention to cryptocurrency prices over the last few weeks, you have been on a ride. Now, anybody who's in any financial market right now has been on a ride, but cryptocurrencies are no exception. And today there's been some uptick. It is my belief, this is not financial advice, but it is my belief from somebody who has been right before.
This is the year.
That you want to be in some cryptocurrencies this year. One of the ones I'm recommending is Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin.com can certainly help you to acquire that. They can help you. They've got videos that'll teach you what cryptocurrency is, how to acquire it. They've got wallet apps that you can put on your phone to store your cryptocurrency. They will allow you to purchase some amount of cryptocurrency and through the wallet. And, basically everything you need to know right there. News.bitcoin.com to get the latest news. It's all at bitcoin.com.
McAfee's promise that he broke.
Well, it hasn't yet come to fruition.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. When is the deadline? The end of this year?
The end of this year. So
he might just win. He might just get it.
It could happen. he said that Bitcoin, meaning BTC Bitcoin,
right,
needed to be at $1 million by the end of this year. It's currently at like 7,000. $1 million, and that's a big rise.
That's a big jump. That's a big jump.
Or he would ingest a particular body part.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he could have got around that. There's so many different things he could do as far as covering his, his own.
Oh, yes.
He could have just
own parts.
He could have just bought a cow and named him.
Yes. Named him
Richard.
Richard. Yes. That's excellent.
And not only would he partake in Richard, but he can have a big banquet
where people have some Richard.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has a little dick. And the English dessert. There's an English dessert called spotted dick. None of these things are. I'm like, this is what they're called. So if it's his, he bought it. It's
right.
His. So there you go. Anyhow, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Anthony Fauci said Sunday, and this is coming out here on Tuesday, that it is likely the coronavirus will become a seasonal occurrence. The infectious disease expert told CBS Face the Nation it's likely the virus will assume a seasonal nature because it is unlikely to be contained around the world this year. So, what I've been saying all along here is that, look, man, this is a virus. This is the new normal, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
We're all going to get corona in the same way that we're all going to get the flu. If you live 20 years, the chances of you not getting the flu are lower than the chances of you getting the flu.
It's the way the flu works, and it's always evolving and changing, and you're not you're not always going to be immune to this next strain coming around the corner. But hey, I've got a great idea. 2021, if we survive, that is, let's just close the whole country down for the months of February and March.
They
keep everyone safe in their homes so they don't get sick and die.
That's what Yule used to be. The end of the year, there was a week where people basically just didn't do business at all.
Right.
And what that... So I think that it's fair to say that, hey, you know, just because the world has adopted a just-in-time supply chain doesn't mean you need to. There's some things that you ought to have at your house, and you need to rotate your stock. So... You know, maybe you need an extra package of toilet paper. That way, when somebody announces the global pandemic that isn't, that you have an extra roll of toilet paper or two. And
yeah, it's not even on my list. But good news, everybody. I got toilet paper the other day. I found out what you have to do. You have to wake up really early in the morning, which is really hard for me. But on Sunday, I got the last package at Walmart. It was there. Oh, and I got ammo. Got a bunch of good stuff. So they stocked up. I'd found out they don't sell 9mm anymore. I don't even know how long that's been. But they
Why did they stop with 9mm?
I don't, because it's pistol ammo, I guess.
Oh, they don't do pistol
ammo? They don't do anything pistol revolver.
ARs have a 9mm conversion kit, yeah. And they're a really good choice because if you happen to have to use your gun in self-defense, you don't want the round to be traveling through too many walls. 9mm is going to travel through far fewer walls than a 223 round.
And get hollow point.
Well, hollow point will definitely be more likely to stop a bad guy and to stop in the wall.
Or in his back, of his rib cage.
Well, I prefer not to shoot the people in the back, but, you know, my theory on a burglar is if you're there to steal something, first off, I shouldn't be home. And I'm only willing to shoot somebody over my family, right? My television set. Not so much. It's worth nothing anyway. You take my television set to the pawn shop.
But what about your
$25?
Yeah, but what about your food? Screw you. We might even have television in the next year. But I mean, now your food—that's which your family are partaking in, by the way. Would you shoot a man over some corn?
It depends on how much he's talking about taking. If he needs some corn, I would prefer he ask.
But he's already in your house, man. He's standing there with his hand in the cupboard.
Right. The story of the old Quaker is that, brother, I surely do not wish to shoot thee, but sometimes my gun goes off.
So is that kind of, is that getting out of it? The I didn't actually pull the trigger, it just kind of, you just were standing in the wrong spot with your hand in my cupboard at the wrong time, in the wrong, you know, wee hours of the morning?
I think it says when a man's family is threatened.
Right.
Whatever that perception of threat might be in their mind, that threat might be, they, you know, nature kicks in and they do what they were born to do.
Well, that is, that's where I'm at right now. I'm not fearful of this virus. I'm concerned with my neighbors, and we might talk about that a little later.
I'm concerned with my neighbor's attitude on containing this virus because I think this we need an exit strategy for this quarantine. 855-450-3733 if you have an exit strategy. Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the fight against coronavirus will soon take a positive turn. At the White House briefing, an optimistic President Trump says things will soon start to go in the other direction.
Our country is being hit hard, but some areas have done so incredibly well. We're so proud of them. They will beat this virus. We're going to beat it.
President Trump and members of his cabinet meeting with small business leaders at the White House as well, where Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Trump and everyone at the administration is working hard for small business owners.
It was so successful that we were concerned we'd run out of money. The president made very clear that we should go back immediately and ask for more money to make sure we can support small business.
The up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues at the closing bell. The Dow lost 26 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Conan.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We have posited the theory here on Free Talk Live that everybody's going to get COVID-19.
And have already had it.
Well, I've heard people say this. I don't think we know. And the thing is that we should have some testing to be able to say whether or not. Like, this would be the first step in all this is, have I had or am I a carrier of this COVID-19? And right now,
unless these tests are picking up their false positives of past coronaviruses, and they're not, and they're just, because that would mess up the numbers.
Right, and who knows? I mean, it's who knows?
So if the tests are actually accurate, yeah, I would say, yeah, let's just start getting them out there to people, but I'm not so sure.
Sound money, individual choice. Communities issue their own currencies backed by Intercoin. They can choose between choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their own coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world, in MeatSpace. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org.
What did you call it? MeatSpace?
MeatSpace, yeah. That's an older term. We don't use that much anymore.
That's the first time I've heard it. I'm going to start using it. MeatSpace.
Intercoin.
Come join me in MeatSpace.
Intercoin.org. Let's go to Dick calling in from Alaska. Dick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? I hope you guys are surviving. Mark, good to have you back.
Thank you so much. I am glad to be back here in the studio. It's a lot easier to do a radio show from the studio. It's really outfitted for this and, you know, perfect for it.
Oh, it's good to know. If I ever do a radio show, I'm sure
to make your own studio.
Yeah.
I would say start small. Start a podcast first. Work out the bugs. I did it, and it's a lot of work. I was calling
you guys.
That's great.
All right, that too.
It's a great solution, by the way, is if you don't want to do a whole podcast on your own, just call in with that important thing you were thinking of today. Go ahead, Dick.
So the important thing was an article that I sent to you recently, but I will summarize it for your listeners. In the North Slope, which is basically the northern part of Alaska, it's a borough, so it's a large region. The mayor, as where all the oil companies are, it's basically villages and oil companies, and basically the oil companies have little camps up there.
Okay.
One of the airlines that provides service up there, Raven Air, has filed for bankruptcy.
Okay.
Something about the governor mandating that you can't travel between communities. Now they're filing for bankruptcy for some reason. Who knew? So what the North Slope Borough Mayor has done is he has signed a emergency executive order seizing all of the property of Raven Air in the North Slope Borough.
So if they're not going to fly, then Alaska will. Is that the idea?
Yes, well, the idea is it's absolutely critical that we get service to these villages, yada, yada, yada. There's plenty of other airlines who have already assured everyone that they are continuing service and picking up the routes because,
well,
you know.
The first thing I would say is that why the heck isn't the Alaskan government just giving money to Raven Air because they're going to do it better than the Alaskan government is anyway. Not to say that any of this stuff should happen, but, I mean, you know, their policies. What's that?
I said, stop it, Boromir. Don't put on the ring of power. There's no right way to do it, you know.
Some of that oil money.
Well, I would say the right way to do it is...
If they file for bankruptcy, then the other companies should pick up their flights, make more revenue, and buy airplanes. People buy airplanes up here all the time. But so here's the scary thing about, and, you know, this is where, if your listeners want to verify, go look at the executive order. It's on there. But one of the last lines in this executive order states, that if you are a current or a former employee of Raven Air, the mayor has a right to request and receive your voluntary compliance in basically working for them. So, and go read it.
Wow.
They are claiming a right to your compliance. Simultaneously, they're claiming that it's voluntary, which I read it says you have to do it and you also have to like it.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Because I guarantee you they didn't sign an emergency executive order asserting your right that you've had a natural right of since forever. So it literally is saying we can conscript you.
Yeah, it's
conscription. You better like it.
Yeah.
It's voluntary, though. It's voluntary.
Here's what I didn't get about the order. Is the order issued by the mayor of this North Slope borough, or is it issued by the governor of the state of Alaska?
This is a North Slope borough mayor declaration.
So I don't think that a mayor in any state in the United States has the power to conscribe somebody. I mean, they can write whatever they want on a piece of paper, and likely people will go ahead and do it. But I think that the only people...
No one has the power to do that.
I think governors might.
No, they don't.
Okay. Defend that statement.
Well, I'm being facetious with you, but
okay.
The truth is, none of these men with their fancy pieces of paper have a right to do any of this.
They don't have a right. I didn't say right. I said power.
Power. Well, and I'll say this too, without getting into too much detail. They only have the powers that we let them have.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's got to be a point in time where people draw a line and
bring out the tar
and
feathers.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things that. Does he have the power? It's like he doesn't have the power to conscript me right now. I guarantee it. You know?
These politicians, and it bears saying, right? Adolf Hitler, there's no documentation of Adolf Hitler ever killing anyone. And, like, these politicians have the power that we give them. It's instructive to look at. I understand the internet says you've lost an argument when you bring up Adolf Hitler.
Yes, whatever, sorry, man.
I don't. That's it.
Should have brought up Stalin.
But whatever, Pol Pot, you pick.
I was talking to Chris Cantwell. I hear you talking about how Hitler didn't kill anybody. I was like, whoa.
Well, he didn't. I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying it's all the Germans that followed his orders.
Yep.
And ultimately, that's what it is. This is the problem with state power. Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it.
Burrow. That's just an Alaskan thing, right?
Well, they New York has them too. New York City,
New York, and Alaska and Louisiana calls them parishes.
I think they're counties.
So, that's what they are. But for whatever reason, the Alaskans want to be different. They're too close to Russia.
They've wanted that for a long time to be different. The Free State Project actually had Alaska on the list of states that might have been chosen.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Alaska as for the Free State Project because I believe that it is
far enough away to.
Yeah, it's already far and it's already very independent and it's independent minded.
One of my concerns. I love New Hampshire. I love the population, the low population, but I think we're way too close to Boston. Which is a big old city, and New York. So, I mean, they just, as soon as, when they get hungry, hopefully they're going to want to go south because they're not going to be able to handle the cold. Like I've been working on for 7 years now. I'm getting better at it. So
this
hopefully
is what the zombie apocalypse talks about is that when people talk about the zombie apocalypse, what they're talking about is denizens of the city coming out to the countryside to find food when the big one hits. Now, I don't know if the big one's going to hit. I don't know anything about that. But I do say that people look for food when they're hungry.
Yep. Go south, my young man. South. Don't come.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. I know your mind's been wandering while you've been at home all day.
Walking the dog.
Yeah, some places aren't letting people go out and walk the dog.
Giving your neighbor the stink eye because they're not wearing the proper mask.
So I think this mask thing is good. Let me present my theory. So in the now... In Hong Kong, one of the reasons that the Chinese government has a difficult time coming after the protesters that existed prior to...
Because they're all wearing their Guy Fawkes masks.
They're all wearing masks generally. Like it is the culture there to wear a mask if you are concerned with illness, if it's that time of the year, or if you are sick.
Or the smog. You just don't want to breathe in, maybe.
Yeah, you could potentially do that, too. Most of them just wear these sort of the N95 mask or the medical mask or the they have their own that say sort of make and mass produce. Either way, they fit, they do the job that the medical folks want. But I think these masks might catch on. Two things I'm hoping to get out of this whole scenario, and I'm hoping not much else, but these two things I would like to see. I would like to see the masks catch on, because if it messes with the cameras that do the facial recognition,
correct,
I'm in.
Here's the problem.
Yep.
Masks aren't going to matter when we're all chipped. Bill Gates, you creep.
Well, so who's chipping whom, but you can always refuse a chip. You can't really refuse to be facially recognized by a camera.
Yeah, but if you can't get a job because you haven't been vaccinated... And you can't get you're not getting your chip because you can't. Well, there it is.
All I'm saying, like,
you can't buy food.
I refuse to be of the opinion that there's no reason to take steps now because there could be steps that they take in the future. So I'm saying that, for instance, we can take a step now, which then forestalls this particular activity, which is the facial recognition software. Sure, they may come up with something to. This is the arms race that's been going on between freedom and tyranny since the state was created 9,000 years ago.
Oh, and don't forget the chip that's in your car, your little black box.
Yep.
So you said there were two things you liked about the masks.
Not the masks, this whole thing. The second thing is let's do away with handshaking.
Yeah, good. And hugging.
I don't have a problem with hugging. I think hugging, if you and I hug, our dirty parts are not touching each other. Like, if you list off...
unless you're really trying.
Your dirty parts, right. Like, there's, you know, there's been people I've hugged that I've definitely wanted to, you know, touch my dirty parts with them. But I mean, like, you know, there's mouth, and then there's hands. Now, you know, I do rub my mouth, which I consider to be the dirtiest part, around on one particular individual quite a bit. But, you know, I'm going to get whatever disease she has anyway, so I'm just resigned to that. My hand, on the other hand, why would I take the second dirtiest part of my body and smear it around on the second dirtiest part of somebody else's body, and then, you know, within 10 minutes I'm going to touch my eyes or my mouth with it? This is a terrible habit, and I advocate for anything. Elbows, the Roman handshake, hugs, anything besides this. Like, the only thing that I would say that we have to make sure we do not adopt, as opposed to handshaking, is French kissing strangers. And that's
or the triple kiss or whatever.
On the
cheek, back and forth.
Think on the cheek might be, like, when do you touch your cheek and then touch your eye? Like, I think that kissing on the cheek might even be better than handshaking. And I'm not advocating for it.
Well, someone has noticed that the Japanese, who do not shake hands.
Yes,
and they wash their hands extra long, and they have the little sanitizer stations all over the damn place.
Yep.
They're not really having a big issue with this silliness.
No, there was Tokyo was a point where they were afraid of it, but you know, Japan did really well.
Yep.
So,
and I'm not sure about South Korea, but if they're in the same, you know, they practice the same habits.
South Korea really loves America, and they may have handshakes there.
Right.
I was there for 3 or 4 days, but I don't really remember handshaking. And if I talk to people, half of them were Americans, and the other half were like sort of people that you wouldn't shake hands. You don't shake hand, for instance, with a hotel concierge generally.
Well, let's talk about handshaking, because the way that it originated, it was all about, this is my sword hand, and I can't kill you with a sword because shaking hands. This is how we don't do that anymore.
Right. And then, of course, it completely leaves out the lefties.
Exactly. So, which is only like what, 20%? So, and they're all prone to accidents anyway. So, who needs them? They're all a bunch of weirdos. So, yeah, it's an old habit that maybe just needs to die. I kind of like a nice handshake. You can tell a lot about somebody just with the firmness of their shake, you know, right off the bat, roughness of their hand. So this, I know this guy's either an auto mechanic or he's a farmer. So this guy's a weak little, you know, soy boy.
That could very well be the case. But if somebody hears you say you can tell a lot about a man by his handshake, would they not, if that person were, say, a hustler, would they not then work on their handshake to have the best handshake that they could?
But they're going to be working on all their other traits as well to trick you and to get you out of your money, because that's what they do.
Hustlers are pretty good handshakers,
really,
in my opinion. So I don't know that I agree with this.
Okay,
I shook hands for a living for a long time.
Okay, if we move to bowing at each other, the hustlers are going to learn how to bow the best.
Sure. I don't think that bowing... I think we need some kind of greeting that formalizes meeting somebody.
No.
We definitely need that. And if it's bowing, fine, I can live with that. I hope it's not that sort of hands together namaste bow, you know, that looks so weird. But, you know, whatever it might be, what I do at conventions now is, and I've been doing the social distancing thing for 10 years. I'm not interested in
people.
I'm a little concerned with these folks. Is I generally, if somebody comes up with their hand out, if I can remember to do this, and sometimes I fail to remember, I'm just as, you know, I'm still learning just like everybody else, but I always carry Purell with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, instead of handshaking, what I'm doing is exchanging Purell with people. And I give them a little Purell in their hands, and I take a little Purell, and we rub our hands together while we talk about things.
Mark, you're weird.
Uh-huh.
So where does the conversation go from there? Or do they even want to talk
usually
to you?
Usually they're delighted that they don't have to touch some dirty part of another human being.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I'm for it. Yes, and then we just go on, because most of the people you're meeting at a convention, they don't want to talk about a handshake. They just want to get on into whatever they're talking about anyway. So, you know, the Purell thing is just a moment to stop and get cleaned up, because I've known about these viruses things. They're new. This isn't new to me. I don't have to run around screaming because viruses have been making people sick for a long time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was talking earlier. I'm in my prime. Probably because I have all the viruses. I have all the immunities. I'm good to go. It's the young people and the old people who need to stay away from all this handshaking and crap, but I think I kind of want to be immune to these, to what's coming next year.
That's the
question. And I'm not going to get it unless I go out and hang out with people and shake their hands and get, you know, spitlet on my, you know, whatever. I was listening to some guy today and he's saying the worst thing, an epidemiologist, he's saying the worst thing we could have done is to quarantine everybody, especially when you got all this good, great fresh air out there. But, I mean, he thinks it is actually going to prolong the pandemic or the epidemic, however you can want to call it, because they're not able to go out there and get herd immunity. They're stuck in their homes, and as soon as we get released, someone's going to get a bunch of people going to get sick.
If this virus acts like the cold and it looks, or like the flu, it looks like it does and mutates, then it doesn't really matter if you get immunity from this year's, because the next year's is going to come along too.
Right.
This is SARS 2. So it has mutated from that SARS virus, it was like 10 years ago or whatever it was, to this. While I do think people should be able to go outside, sunlight and salt water are great disinfectants. The idea that the mayors across Florida have been shutting down beaches is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and oranges. Eat your oranges, people.
Yeah, get your
vitamin C and your vitamin D.
I don't know whether vitamin C fixes this. A lot of people have been proposing that it does, but who cares? It's water soluble. If you get too much, you'll pee it out. Big deal. It's fine. And, so I'm not worried about any of that stuff, but I am worried that freedom is on the ropes right now.
Oh, our security, Mark. We've got to be secure in this country.
There is no security. You're going to get COVID-19.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
That's it.
You're going to get it. Now, I don't think we need everybody to get it all at once, because obviously, the respirator, there's not enough respirators out there, ventilators out there.
If those are even working.
But, here's a really unpopular opinion. What if we lost the 1% sickest people in the United States?
You mean all the old people who are, on...
Look, my mom's 79. I'm not looking to lose her.
Right.
But if we lost the 1% of the sickest people in the United States...
Who are going to die sometime soon anyways,
right,
this year or next.
And can you even call them corona deaths if they already had three
exactly.
Conditions? 855-450-3733. The Thought Police are going to drag me off for that one.
Oh, no.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.